Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Possible mascara alert here.
Yeah.
It's like, we've all watched The Notebook, right?
Yes.
You know, we all know that last scene.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Shannon,
Noah,
you have that scene?
Noah and Allie.
Let's play a little Notebook for you real quick.
Do you think our love could take us away together?
I think our love can do anything we want it to. Seeing you.
Oh!
Oh my God.
And then your eyes start sweating, right?
I need a tissue.
I know.
Oh, that movie.
Oh, that movie is great. And we all hope for that sort of love, right? We hope to find that love of our life.
I keep swiping for it.
I know you do, Kelly. You keep swiping, girl.
It exists.
You keep getting on that Bumble and the Tinder. You'll swipe.
Swiping for love.
You'll find your Noah. You'll find them
as hard as I can.
I know.
Might as well face it. You're swiping for love.
I think I found mine. Al, how you doing?
I'm in love. Why are you laughing?
Jenna, you sort of
laughing at my
I was
love.
Laughing at something from earlier.
Jenna sort of kind of did.
I mean, I think I feel it. I don't know if he does.
Jenna's really crying.
We all have
our Notebook just like, oh, that movie is just incredible.
We all have our different kinds of love.
Yeah. Oh. So on Facebook yesterday, a former NFL quarterback, his name's Doug Flutie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a dude, you know who Flutie is.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the tiniest little quarterback. Kelly, he's tiny.
Yeah, I've seen him.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
One of probably the smallest quarterback ever to play in the NFL and actually be pretty successful.
Yep.
Played in Canada and all that. He's famous for that. But we're not talking about football. He announced on Wednesday, yesterday, that both his parents died of a heart attack on the same day. Just 1 hour apart from each other.
Yeah.
He said, this is on his Facebook post, he said, they say you can die from a broken heart, and I believe it. I would like to honor my parents for all that they did throughout my and my brother's and sister's lives. So his father was in the hospital, and I guess he was suffering from some illness.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up having his heart attack in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then an hour later, after his wife found out, the wife had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. How long were they married?
56 years.
Yeah.
And he wrote that. He said the most important part of their 56 years of marriage was providing opportunities to their children. They were incredible parents and grandparents, and my family and I will miss them both.
Oh, wow.
You can actually pass away from a broken heart.
Like, yeah.
It really happens. It happens more than not, right?
We were just talking about this during the commercial break. Like, there's almost something a little comforting in that. Like no one would
if you're the kid?
One would want to lose your parents like that. At the same time, but
you don't want them to be alone
and married 56 years, and that almost solidifies
the love they have for each other.
Yeah, and kind of a weird way. At least that's what is going through my head.
I agree.
Right.
You know? That's kind of.
I mean, that's
nice
how
it's way.
It's
together.
Sweet. It's terrible, but it's sweet at the same time.
Oh, I need someone to come over here and turn off my water.
Your eyes are watering.
Oh my God!
Turn off Jenna's water.
Faucet's going. It's just like it's just open.
Yeah.
Wow, this is awkward.
And also, if we want to go on to this test here,
yes.
Is it more crying?
No, you won't cry on this one. This will let you know, or they say it'll let you know how long you're going to live, because this doctor in Brazil devised a sit-rise test.
A what?
A sit-and-rise test.
Sit-rise.
Yeah, okay. It's on a scale of 1 to 10. 0 to 3 is poor. 3 to 3.5 to 5.5, you're fair. 6 to 7.5 is good. 8 to 10 points is great. And here's how you score.
This is Al. Kelly and JC were doing this before the show started this morning. I saw them both on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do it because my jeans are... These are my cool jeans.
Yeah.
So
your skinny jeans.
They're not
take
flexible.
Take your pants off and try it.
They're not. No, because then I'm going to hang out.
Are you not wearing underwear?
I am, but you know.
Okay, okay. Anyway. So what's the test?
So you get 5 points for sitting down and another five points.
I'm going to get my 5 points right now.
You have to sit cross ankles. No.
Wait for me to tell you how you got to sit.
Oh, I was going to sit down.
5 points for sitting and another 5 points for standing without any support. So basically,
on the ground, you don't sit in a chair. You go all the way to the ground.
Yeah,
you cross your ankles over as you stand.
You cross them down, and then you sit with your legs crossed.
Which
all
I
the
can
way
do
down.
That.
So Kelly did that.
Like, yeah.
So she scored 5 points.
So you put one leg, like you said, cross your feet and sit down
without using your hands to stop you from sitting
all the way to the ground.
Native American style, I guess.
Right.
Getting back up is the hard part.
Yeah, I couldn't get back
and
up.
And that's where Kelly had issues. And they say you subtract 1 point each time you use a hand, forearm, knee, or side of the leg.
To on the way up or the way down?
Either way.
Either way. So if you use assistance, you lose half a point if you lose your balance. So Kelly scored 5 points on the way down because she did it no problem. Getting up, however, for Kelly was...
Couldn't get up.
She was stuck.
Did you get up with a hand or you got stuck?
She had to use a hand.
She used a hand, so I subtracted 1.5 points because you lost your balance slightly.
Oh, you're so judgy.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, you did. But that puts you in the great category.
I thought I was good.
You're in the good, great, but I'd give you great.
Good to great.
I'll tell you, my legs are very, very tight. My knee was, it felt like it was going to snap.
So the point is, what they're saying the determining factor is, I believe I've read this before, it has a lot to do with your
hip flexibility
and your ankles and your range of motion.
When you get old, what happens? You break your hip and die.
That's what we're saying.
That's what happens.
That's
You've
exactly.
got to take care of your core.
Your life goes downhill if your hips are not working
your
correctly.
Your hips and IT bands.
Yeah.
So this determines how long you're going to live?
Yeah. That's a good indicator. It's not as...
Because they say if your hips are tight and your IT bands are tight, that contributes to bad heart health and that kind of thing.
Wait, are you going to try it out?
There's no way in the world.
Can we get out to sign
a non-disclosure? A non-suing thing?
Yeah, that thing. Because he tried to sue when he hurt his knee after running a 40.
A waiver.
Well,
that's not going to help you to stretch now. Just do it.
You just got
to
do it.
Wait, they want to get the camera on you so everybody can laugh.
And maybe you want to try this, and then you could see how bad or how good you're doing, and then you can get better at it and do a little...
I need to stretch more, but I stretch at least 3 times a week, and
it's
my legs
different
are still
kind of stretching.
I'll tell you what, I think... I work out every day, and I don't think I could do it up and down like that.
I'm incredibly unflexible, considering how much I work out. I've been trying to stretch more.
All right, Big Al Mac, cross his legs.
Bend your knees out and sit down.
He went right over left. Okay, all the way down.
Yeah, I went left.
Put your knees out as you do it.
Who's deducting the points? I will.
You know? Okay. Like, so you end up like this on the ground.
Sit down.
Yeah, open them up.
Huh. Don't cross your ankles so tightly. It's not like you have to have them tight.
Like this, maybe?
Whatever, just cross them.
As long as they're crossing and you can get down.
So 30 seconds in, Al's still standing in the same
position. Still trying to figure out how to cross his arms.
There you go.
I'm deducting.
Now down on your butt.
Okay.
Couldn't do it.
You're
a dead man walking.
Okay.
All right, so Al, so I deduct 1.5 points because you lost your balance, and 2 points because you lost your.
And he needed to use his both hands.
I don't know.
So 2 points for using both hands, and then he lost his balance. It's 2.5 points deduction. Okay, I'll try to get up.
Do they have negatives?
I think. Well, we're gonna get the first one.
Cross your ankles and then try to get up without using
your hands.
So the thing is, you're using the outside. You're using your IT band. So like, push your. It runs
it's
all the
muscle.
Way from your hip, around your knee, down to your ankle. It's that whole
like wraps
muscle.
On your butt.
So try and put your knees out. Yeah.
And push
and
up.
And use your, and you got it. That's why.
Oh, this. Come on.
No,
you can
I know.
Do it.
I don't think I can do it.
Come on, Al. Are you trying?
He's trying. There's
okay,
no.
Use a hand.
Use a hand.
Can you use one
hand.
Oh, I know one hand.
Can you?
Need another hand?
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. He
fell. Oh, this is not good.
Oh, that's another 2.5 deduction.
Okay. Oh, well, now your legs aren't crossed. There you go. Okay, he's still trying. He has one hand, both feet on the ground. Two,
come on, now. All right, so we're deducting 1.5 for that.
Mm.
So, Al, we're deducting 5, 6.5 points.
Oh.
How bad is it?
In other words, I need to get my affairs in order.
Al, you are in the 0 to 3.
Oh,
I'm going to buy Al
to 3 to 5.
I'm going to buy you one of those roller balls to roll out on.
You're poor / fair.
Okay. I'll take
I'll do
poor
it.
Fair.
The only thing lower than that is
dead.
Al, we need to get you.
I may not be making a trip today.
What does it say about how long you live?
I'm gonna swing by the attorney's office and fill
out. It doesn't really say how long.
It just says your prognosis.
It's just, yeah, your quality of life is not gonna be good if you don't start stretching.
All right.
So, Al, we need
to start stretching every day.
We need to start stretching, guys.
Let's start stretching, y'all.
Kelly was good. Al, you balanced it out.
My jeans are way too tight right now. I'll do it with sweatpants later.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you got up, though, Al.
I'm up.
Are you winded?
Yeah. How did that make you tired? I didn't even do anything. I just sat down and got up.
Yeah. Stretching's exhausting.
It really is. You said it. I'm breathing hard.
I know. I look at you like, man.
We'll put a link to the test up at Kid Nation if you want to try it later. I think everybody should do it at work today.
My chair.
See how you're doing. Yeah. Okay, Al, you sit down on a chair. All right, buddy. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we have something extremely special planned for this person we have on hold.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it a secret until we tell the secret.
Okay. Keep it a secret, Kelly.
Kelly's the best secret keeper.
You're not really good at these missions, are you, JC?
Keep it a secret until we tell.
Until it's not a secret.
Right.
You can't say you have a secret.
Well, let's just talk to her.
Okay, let's talk to her.
I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
Hi, is Brittany Clampett there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing great. This is JC. I got Big Al, Matt, Kelly Raspberry, and Jenna Owens from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi.
Do you listen to our show, Brittany?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Thank you.
Good.
That would have sucked if she said no.
I can't tell her hi. I can't gauge your enthusiasm level.
She has no idea why we're calling her.
She's a teenager.
I'm really trying to be calm right now, honestly.
You're cautiously optimistic because you don't know why we're calling, right?
Hey, have you ever been out with an older man?
Have I ever been out with an older man? No.
Because we're about to ask you out on a date.
That's weird, Al.
A group date.
That First is of all, weird.
Okay. How old are you, Brittany?
I'm 19. I'm about to be 19.
You're 19 years old.
Fixing to be.
You just graduated high school in 2014. You went to Northeast Baptist, right? You're an extremely powerful volleyball player, some say.
I don't know if I'd say that, but...
Something happened when you were 13 years old. Would you mind telling us what happened?
I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Because of this cancer, you're not able to get chemo, right?
Mm-mm.
Because it just doesn't work with thyroid cancer? Is that why?
Yeah, no, it just doesn't react.
So what do they do, radiation therapy? How do you treat thyroid cancer?
Well, I had surgery, and they... to do a radioactive pill cut, and I'm going back to have surgery.
You're going back to have surgery on December 21st is when you go in, right?
Yeah.
What was your first thought, if you remember, when you were 13 years old and the doctor told you guys what was happening?
Yeah, it was pretty scary at first. It's just hard to believe, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
You're on the list for Make-A-Wish, and you had a huge wish, and by the time you hit 18, you grew out of that?
Yeah.
What was the huge wish?
To meet One Direction.
Your wish was to meet One Direction?
Well, that is a huge wish.
That's a big one.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a hard one.
Who's your favorite?
Harry.
Well, why do I even have to ask that question, right? That's always everybody's favorite.
No, a lot of people like Niall and Liam and Louis.
Well, he's your favorite, though, isn't he, Kelly?
He is my favorite.
Mine also.
Yeah.
He's my favorite too.
Hey, Brittany, did you hear when Liam called the show for the Rockstar Challenge when we had that in the summer?
Yeah, I was on my way to St. Jude, actually.
And your birthday's coming up on December 1st.
Oh, that's my daddy's birthday.
You're turning 19 years old.
That makes no difference to anybody but me. But I thought I'd share it.
That is cool. JC, isn't there like a concert on December 1st or 2nd?
It's weird that your birthday's on December 1st because we have a concert on that day, on your birthday, called Jingle Ball. And One Direction is actually going to be there. So
I know. I was trying to get tickets.
Here comes
they're sold out.
Here comes that group date thing I was talking to you about.
Yeah, so we were wondering if you would like to come to the show and check out One Direction in concert. Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, I would really love to do that.
And so you're going to be at the show. You're going to get to watch One Direction. All the other artists are going to be performing on stage that day. It's going to be a really cool concert.
Yeah.
Your mom said it would be like the best birthday gift if you got to watch them. Especially since you're having surgery.
Best.
Good. Cool. Happy early birthday.
Yeah. Happy early birthday,
That's
Brittany.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, not only are you going to be our guest at Jingle Ball and you're going to get to watch the show, we want you to hang out backstage and meet Harry, Niall, Liam, and Louis backstage.
Oh, no way.
Yes way. That's what makes you
beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Now, we're going to have to fight you for Harry.
Yeah.
Kelly and I, we're going to go against each other.
I'll bite.
Brittany, your dream's finally coming true. You're going to get to meet One Direction.
I can't believe it, honestly.
Well, believe it, girl, because it's going to be coming true.
Yeah. Girl, now you know what you got to do.
What?
Figure out what you're going to wear.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Just something warm, I know that.
Something warm?
No. Warm and sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me too well. You don't even know me, but you know me too well.
You always have to have a One Direction outfit just in case. You never know.
Back up One Direction outfit.
Oh, I've got a few.
Excited for
right.
you.
I know. Brittany, are you with your mom right now?
Yeah, I am.
Do you mind if we talk to Christy, please?
Sure. Hey, guys. Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I am great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing great. I don't know if you could tell by Brittany's reaction, because I think she's in a bit of shock right now.
We just gave her some good news.
She's a cool teenager.
Yeah, but we told her that she is going to get to meet One Direction finally.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. I don't think you'll have any idea how much that means.
Oh, we know some teenage girls. We can imagine.
Oh, yeah. We get the messages all the time, yes. Christy. Now, Christy, you also get to come with her, so you're going to be back there. So who's your favorite One Direction member?
Oh, I like Harry, but Louis just, I don't know. I like Louis best.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Well, now you don't have to fight your daughter over him because she's already fighting me and Jenna.
Right.
I'm one of those sad, like, One Direction fan mom people.
That's not sad. I totally relate.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Crazy.
Yeah, you be a Directioner. It's all good. Well, Christy and Brittany, we're going to see you December 1st. You'll get to check out One Direction, and you'll get to meet them. And we can't wait to meet you guys because Brittany is truly inspiring.
Yes, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, Brittany.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
The Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
You had us going, oh, you're doing Disney stuff because of the kids' trip, and then you finish it with nice booty.
Hey, princesses have booties.
Very all of you.
Very all of you.
The princesses are drawn very curvilicious.
They sure are.
They are.
My biggest crush is on Elsa now.
Elsa?
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I really, really have a thing for Elsa.
Why?
I don't know. She just, earmuffs, Emma Kelly. She just turns me on. Okay, thank you.
You can put your headphones back on.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what that means.
Still hear you. When she takes her headphones off, she's sitting next to you.
Why?
So that didn't work out. That was a fail.
It's all right.
Al, who's your favorite princess?
Who is the hottest princess?
I do like that Jasmine. What was the one we were talking about yesterday? The only black one. Tiana?
Tiana.
Tiana?
Yeah, you called her Tiara.
Tiana. I called her Tiara. Yeah, Tiana. I like all of them.
Yeah, they're all really, really good.
Yeah, there's not a bad one.
Mine used to be Cinderella, and then Elsa just came in. Mm. Stole it away.
I have to go with Ariel.
Ariel?
The redhead.
Redhead. Oh, yeah, Little Mermaid. Jenna?
Oh, I like the genie. Sleeping Beauty? I think I like Sleeping Beauty.
I think Jasmine's like a genie or something.
She's not. There is a genie. Aladdin rubs the lamp, but she is the daughter of the
Jasmine's a princess.
She's a princess. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good. Let's play Beat the Bank. It's 10,000 Thursday, our first contestant of the day. We play twice a day, so don't worry if you didn't get in this hour. We'll play again an hour from now. Sabrina Birchfield, congratulations.
Wow. Big day.
Sabrina.
She's stunned. There she is.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey there, Sabrina.
Don't get quiet almost now.
No, I didn't know it was on.
It is time.
Oh, you're on.
You are the chosen one.
I'm nervous now.
No.
Don't be nervous. Okay. What are you up to right now?
I'm actually in a parking lot. I was on my way to work, but I drive a stick shift, so I figured I'd better turn over and park.
It's
a lot to do.
I love a stick shift.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm about tired of it. I've had it for a long time.
Can you burn rubber?
Do you know how to do the burning the rubber thing?
Peel out.
I know how to start it when it's like creep out the driveway.
There you go.
There you go. That's good enough.
I was actually pretending like I had a stick shift yesterday in my car because I miss it so much.
My boyfriend does it all the time, and I just,
ridiculous because he doesn't even know how to drive one.
Right. He doesn't know how to drive one. Oh, what's your boyfriend's name?
Robbie.
Now everybody knows Robbie can't drive stick shift.
No, he can't.
Do you have any kids, Sabrina?
No, I do not have any kids.
Not yet.
What kind of work do you
not
do?
Not yet.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at a plant nursery.
Aww.
I have a degree in horticulture, so I get to garden all day.
Cool. Oh, man, I kill every plant I have.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Sabrina, maybe you could give Jenna some tips.
Yeah, I need some tips.
I forget
the plastic
one.
I forget the
one. Fake ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Sabrina, this is exciting for you because we're celebrating 10,000 Thursday. This means Beat the Bank is crazier than ever. We're going to put you inside the bank vault, okay? The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way, and today, those dollar amounts are going to be extremely higher than normal.
Oh,
extremely.
Yes.
Extremely.
Like, normally he would start like an 80. Not today. Yeah. Well, maybe he might start at 80.
Might.
We don't know. But I'm thinking he starts higher than that, and it could go up to $5,000. Your job is to say stop when you think it's going to size. It's going to go for your turn, because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing, and you don't want to get nothing on 10,000 Thursday.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. All right, Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina. Oh, Sabrina.
We're just as nervous as you are, because we want you to win big.
Can I still stop at, like, 200?
You can stop whenever you want, Sabrina. It's all up to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you could stop after the first one.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you feel.
As long as it doesn't close on you. We have trust in you. You'll do just fine, Sabrina. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Ready.
Woo, here we go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$700.
Whoa.
$1,100. $1,400. $1,800. $2,100. $2,700.
Stop.
Oh. Hey.
Ain't no shame in that, girl.
I ain't mad at you, Sabrina.
$2,700.
It's taking too long in between.
I know. It's nerve-wracking.
That banker's tricky, you know. Hard he does that to you.
Yep.
Oh man. But what if it went all the way today?
Hey, you know what, Sabrina?
I
was in the man room before we played, and I was telling the guys, I was like, I think I would get to about 3,000 and I would stop just because I get so nervous. And you got
that's
around
where
that.
My goal, my limit was going
to
be.
I know. I think it might be high. We're leaving to go on the kids' trip today.
Right.
The banker should be feeling generous.
It's a happy day.
It was such a relief that you didn't ask me how I was feeling because that's a lot of pressure.
Well, you weren't feeling well?
No, I was feeling extremely well. And I think it will go up all the way to 5,000. I don't know. That's what that's my
guess is before.
I think you're right.
But I'm glad you didn't ask because if you had hung in there and it closed on you at 3,000 or something, I would have felt
hey,
so
$2,700 is a lot of money. What are you going to spend it on?
My car's falling apart, so probably put some money towards a new car and a new cell phone and Christmas presents for family.
Yeah,
girl. There you go.
And that definitely could help you.
Work
you
that budget.
Absolutely.
All right.
You definitely got $2,700, Sabrina, but just for fun, we want to see if Big Al Mack was correct with his guess before the game. Let's see how high it goes.
$2,800.
$5,000. No.
$3,200.
I'd stop right there.
$3,600.
Oh boy.
This could take a while.
$4,200.
Yeah, Al might be right.
Oh no, is it going all the way?
Stop.
Thought you could fool us, huh?
Didn't go all the way.
And that'd be the thing. You'd think, oh my gosh, this is going to be it. And you would have lost everything.
It's at 4,000. Of course it's going to go all the way. Nope. Yeah. Banker tricky again.
Wow.
Good. I'm glad you got some.
It's more than I had.
That's right.
There you go,
Sabrina. You got some money, girl.
Hey, $2,700 is more than normal day winnings. Congratulations. Okay. Enjoy your money,
Thank
Sabrina.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Woo,
and good luck teaching your boyfriend how to drive stick shift. We'll get you all set up with your money. Hold on for us.
Wake up and somebody just give you $2,700.
Right? You can win up to $5,000 in less than 1 hour when we play Beat the Bank again.
Round 2
of Beat the Bank.
Right there.
And tomorrow we play from Disney World. Yes, Beat the Bank still happens while we're on the kids' trip. Don't worry about that. And coming up next, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, the finale. That movie is going to be a huge hit. Jenna and I watched it. It was incredible. It was great.
Yep.
Like the best one ever, huh?
I would say so. Yep. I've only watched the first one and this one, but I would agree with that, Al.
All right.
We have stars from the games. Wes Chetum and Evan Ross are going to be in studio with us next.
Woo-hoo.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So one of the biggest movies coming out this year, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. It's fair to say that's going to be the blockbuster hit, right?
Mm-hmm. That's fair, JC.
Jenna and I actually got to watch this movie, and we have two of the studs from the movie in studio with us right now, Wes Chetum and Evan Ross.
Yay.
What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
I had the privilege of meeting Wes. I tried to meet Evan, but he kind of left me hanging. I don't know if you saw that.
Embarrassing.
Oh, he left you hanging?
When was this?
Evan.
He was so busy catching up with his best friend, JC, that I stuck out my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Kelly."
And see,
and you just kept talking to JC. I'm just going to go back to my side of the room now.
Pulling the curtains back a little bit. I hung out with Evan in Vegas a few years ago. But we were talking about this. I was like, I don't know if Evan's going to remember because we had that good of a night.
How did it start?
And how did the date end?
I don't really know how it started or how it ended. I do remember that it was intense.
Yeah.
It was intense.
We were in clubs. And we sat down in these clubs and danced, and then I woke up in my bed.
Wait, you guys danced and woke up in bed?
Not together.
That was a really good night. All right.
So the movie is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. I was
way more intense than I expected.
This is so hard to interview them because this is a movie that has so many spoilers that you can't talk much about
your parts.
I know. I'm sure they teach you how to do that. But JC and I are sitting there watching it. We were so impressed because it was dark. It was intense. I mean, I think it's just how the finale to a series should be.
Yeah. Seeing the movie, in terms of the book being realized at its highest potential, I was fully satisfied with its conclusion. I was really excited about the film. We saw it.
It's very intense. You know, And it's all the things you want it to be, which I feel like it was really leading up to this movie. You know what I mean? And I was impressed.
Do you guys... I'm sure every cast member reads the book, right? Mm-hmm. But you guys got to look at it differently with your character. Like, do you disagree with some of the things in the book with your character? And you're like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you know, in my case, not really. I mean, I think the books have such a strong support and such a fan base. And what they were really focused on the movies was honoring the book.
Do you guys go through a bit of a depression when you wrap something like this? Because it's like, obviously, this was such a cool thing to be a part of.
For sure. Not only that, I mean, we spent 9 months with each other, you know what I mean? So we, you know, and we're like all over the world. So it felt like, you know, you become family. So when it ends, you're kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah. So when is it just over?
Wait, yeah. You're just going to walk, get on a plane, just go back home now?
Yeah.
Like not see your friends anymore?
When the movie started, me, Evan, and Eldon, and we're part of Squad 451, we became really, really close.
Became the three amigos.
When we started, I was the only one that was married, and when we finished, we were all married and we all had a kid.
Oh,
yeah, that's weird.
That's how long the shoot was.
But that means maybe you guys are a good influence on each other.
It really did happen like that. I feel like I had like a break, and then I was like, you know, I'm about to ask Ashley to marry me. And then so then we got back, and we were engaged, and then. I don't know. Everything happened kind of crazy.
So Wes was one of the first people that knew you were going to propose to your girl.
Yeah, I think we were all talking about all the stuff going on.
And I always encourage everybody around. I'm like, get married, get married. You know, you're about to want everybody to
join me in this hell.
It's the best thing ever.
I'm really curious, and I'm not going to pry too much, but you know, we love Jennifer Lawrence, and she's doing all this promotional press stuff with you guys, and she has revealed that guys are mean to her, and it's really hard for her to date.
Do you witness this?
Really?
Yeah, she said it's. I mean, that's I get. Being a female celebrity, it's probably tough for her to find guys. Yeah. But she says a lot of guys are really mean to her.
Because they have to out-dominate her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not cool.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's like she is one of the most fun, warm, kind people to hang around. She's a good time. So I can understand that. I can understand that there might be a little intimidation.
Yeah.
So Wes, your wife is also in radio.
Yes.
She works with Colin Cowherd on the sports side.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
American
Ninja Warrior too.
Yeah, American Ninja Warrior.
Have you ever done the course?
I tried the course. Yes.
How'd that go?
It was unfair because I had people walk me through to show me how to do it, and then I would do it, you know, and I have people saying, okay, put it in there, and then I could rest for the next one. But still, it was insane. I mean, it was really.
So you finished it. slow.
I fell off I made it to the warp wall, and I ran up on the warp wall, and I grabbed it just enough so when it was like I couldn't make the decision. Am I going to go for it all? And I turned around, and I just fell from the top. Boom.
And you don't want to
try
it.
All right, guys, I'm good.
Those things look so tough, man. The Ninja Warrior courses. And Evan, would you be able to try that? Do you think you could do it?
No.
Because you got like a ninja body.
No, that's not for me.
There you go. I appreciate that.
No, it's not for me. I know my lane. You know what I mean?
I understand. Totally.
Just lean and mean over here.
Yeah.
Wes, you have a really cool story on how you got going in film.
Yes.
Because you were serving.
Yes.
And you were aboard, what ship were you on? SX?
The Bellawood. That was the one that Denzel Washington was doing the movie is Bellawood.
Bellawood. And yeah. So Denzel comes on your ship and he's going to do a movie and he wants somebody who's legit in the forces. And
he said, you look like a movie star.
I wish it was like, but I started really young doing this type of work. So they wanted some authentic military guys there and it just so happened I was the only guy on the whole boat with experience. So it was just... I was the only guy to go to, and I don't even think a lot of the other people were interested in it. So,
are you serious?
You also do have movie star good looks and dimples you can fall
thank
into.
You so much.
I mean, come on,
he's a great
right?
smile.
Stop
right?
it.
We're the show that compliments our guests.
Yes, we do. That's why.
To like where it's awkward. Yeah, you know.
There's a reason we're separated by all the space.
And then did you choose at that moment like, oh, this is what I got to do? I got to do film.
I chose way earlier. I mean, I knew that. I didn't know necessarily that acting was going to be my way to it, but I always wanted to be a part of storytelling in some way. But it was only until that movie is when it made it possible.
Well, I remember when he was telling me the story, we were for like first meeting, and I was like, yeah, well, that's just ridiculous.
Like, that never happened.
Like, that story's like too good. Right. It can't be in real life, so whatever.
Like, does your sister hate you? Because didn't she go to a Tide commercial audition, and then the casting directors found you?
Yeah.
So she hates you.
No, she doesn't hate me. Take anybody with you.
And I think it was more they were looking for a certain kid, like a certain look. We were, you know, it was like a group of kids. So it wasn't like I beat my sister out. It was like,
well, you're a boy and she's a girl.
See.
And Evan, are you working with T.I. right now?
Yeah, we're working on music and we're working on a ton of stuff. So yeah, no, he's like my big brother. That's my dude. Very smart dude. Even when we did the movie ATL, I mean, he was 24 years old, and I mean, he already had six kids, six kids?
Something like that.
That's right.
Not that smart.
Grown man.
He
was an adult. I was like, you know, I'm having my first baby now, and I'm like, you know, 27, but live some life.
You guys as kids would have been too young while you guys were filming the movie, but if your kids were old enough, would you guys have used them as extras in Mockingjay?
I would.
To, like, break them in?
Absolutely.
Because that way you get to have them there, right? And get a trailer.
Actually, another check.
Well, not only that, how cool would it be? I mean, this movie is just a great thing to be a part of. It's
big.
A great project. It's huge.
Someone that works with us, she has children, and they've seen all the other ones, because this one was pretty intense. And so she was asking me if her kids are 9 and 11, if she can bring them to watch this. And she said they've seen the other three and love it. Read the books. Do you think it's suitable? Do you think it's more intense than the others?
It's definitely more intense.
Because I was like,
our movie reviewer.
It was scary for a minute. There was a moment in there and I'm like, am I watching The Descent right now? Like,
no, it's real. And the performances are really intense. But, I mean, all of them, it's intense.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, but I think people might disagree with me. But no, I don't think, because I don't think it's really focused on the blood and guts of it all. I think it's really focused on the effects of violence and it's really realistic in the complexities of war. And, you know, if people have brothers or uncles or dads that have served overseas and that are dealing with the PTS that Katniss is dealing with, the people that are involved with the games, in some ways it's kind of a way to understand it, you know,
kind
of grasp it, you know, to make it on that level.
Like, I think it would be suitable, and you might just have a moment of, like, covering the eyes if they get scared, because that's what's great about the Hunger Games is you know people are dying but you don't really see it.
I jumped twice in the movie, and Jenna looked at me like, really, bro? Like, it was because you know how you lean forward sometimes when you get really into the movie, and it was one of those scenes where it's just like, blah.
Yeah.
And I jumped so high, like, whoa, my phone.
my
phone's ringing. Yeah. That's what happened.
Excellent. It was really excellent. I hope everyone goes out to see it. I was really impressed.
For guys that are part of a movie that is this big, a movie series, what's your favorite movie? What do you go watch?
If you're Netflix and chilling with your wife, Ashley.
I don't know, because we keep watching. We watch so many different movies. But, I have to say, the Hunger Games in general and the Mockingjay, to me, is just I've never seen such an amazing thing actually come to life, and we actually were in those.
Is it weird? Because I want to ask you guys, because it looks so intense at all times, and everybody's
we
got
there,
like,
though,
serious
like,
face.
It was real. Like, they built these actual worlds around us. Like, we would walk into these worlds. We were like, who?
So it's not green screen.
Like, how? See, that a lot of the question begins, you know, how do you, have you done with the green screen?
Yeah.
It's like it's practical sets. I mean, that like, and yeah. real yeah. explosions.
You're just going to take this down after we finish shooting?
I was wondering, because your fear faces were so real,
yeah.
and now I know why.
Well, they're actors.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you guys, not that you guys would do better than the other guys that did these roles, but if you played Caster in the film, Wes, and you were Masala, who would you like to play if you were given an opportunity? Like, you get to pick. We're going to do the series over again. Which character would you like to play?
Katniss.
Katniss?
I think I'd want
to show
Katniss.
My range.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, I think Katniss. I feel the same way. I think everybody wants to be Katniss.
Like, switch the sexes around.
No, no, no.
Oh, keep it like,
on.
Like
yeah,
go
yeah,
full
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Give you a ponytail.
I want to show my range. Like, I might
That's
have to
an
shave,
interesting
though.
Interesting concept.
I really wish Evan would have said Elizabeth Banks.
I actually, you know what? Now that you say that, I think I identify the most with that character for sure.
See, times are changing, man.
Okay. Yeah. Hunger change. Yeah.
Hunger change. So,
yeah,
series is over. Wes, what are you working on now? What are we going to catch you in?
I'm just finished a series called The Expanse that comes out on the Sci-Fi, December 13th, December 14th, Sci-Fi Channel. And I just did a movie with Blake Lively in Thailand called All I See Is You.
Yeah.
I saw you riding those elephants.
And then we start this thing called The Sun Dies in the West, January 18th.
Wow. Yeah. And what you got coming up, Evan?
Nothing.
No, you're not, you liar.
I'm on a show called Wicked City, which is so much fun. It's very dark. It's about the Sunset Strip during 1982. And then, like a serial killer during that time. And then I'm working on my album right now. We're about to drop some new records. We just dropped a song called How to Live Alone, but we have a new record coming called Unobtainable and another song called I Do. So, yeah. So
you're going to come back and sing those for us then, probably?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Come back to
sing something
music.
Right now.
Well, let's not do that.
Mama doing good? Mama doing
She's
good?
She's doing incredible.
I got to hang out with his mom, by the way.
Oh, really? How was it?
Oh, that's
great.
A funny story.
It was
actually.
Great. It was a funny story because... It's me, him, and his mom just hanging out.
Just hanging out at the house.
In a room in the airport.
Are you old enough to know how great his mom is?
They put us in a room.
You know what?
They put us in this room, and then hadn't met my mom really before, and they got on the plane.
So we were hanging out.
She was a little concerned about what.
She was a little concerned. She said, because we were hanging out, we're having a good time, and Evan's like, oh, I got to go back. And she goes, you know what? I'm going to put Wes in my seat so we can sit next to you. She goes,
perfect.
I don't know him. And it wasn't like, so let me say it quietly.
Sit next to a stranger.
She's like, let me say it quietly so I won't hurt his feelings. No, it was like, I don't know him.
but then they got on the plane and like.
And then I like warmed her up, started talking about her history and everything.
Yeah.
Then we got really tight. And then she said her favorite thing is ice cream from McDonald's. And we were on the tarmac.
Well,
we weren't
random.
In the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, I'll be right back. I went up, got her some ice cream, brought her back down. She had ice cream for the
and
flight,
my mom was
and
like,
I was in.
My mom was
I was
like,
in the whole
thing. Like, Wes is the nicest dude ever. She's like, I love him so much. And I was like,
done. Oh, that's good. That's a pimp move right there.
That would have been great if you brought her the ice cream back and she was like, you still not sitting next to me.
I still don't know you.
Yeah, right? Oh, the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 in theaters, Evan. Wes, thank you so much for joining
us.
Make sure you go watch
these
guys. We'll keep up with you guys.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Magic Kingdom. Mickey Mouse. Epcot. Ronda Rouse. Beat the bank.
What?
He rhymed Ronda Rouse E with Mickey Mouse. Because why not? Welcome back to the States, Ronda. Welcome back.
I had to go to the bathroom during that break, so I didn't have a lot of time. Didn't have a lot of time.
What does rhyme with mouse? House.
House.
Louse.
Louse. Blouse.
Louse.
Blouse.
Krause.
So many rhymes.
Douse.
Douse.
Douse. Jouse.
Or Rouse.
Yeah.
Rouse. Rousey. Hey, let's play with Shay. Shay Robinson, welcome to Beat the Bank.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Shay.
What up, Shay?
What are you doing right now, Shay?
I am getting dressed for work.
Okay. You do understand that you may need to quit work because you could win $5,000 today, right?
Well, let's hope for the best. Shay, I'll let my boss know immediately.
What stage of address are you in right now?
Well, I had to drop my daughter off at school, so that means I threw the wet hair up in the bun, threw on the workout clothes, ran her to school, and now I got to do the whole...
The real dress.
Clown face and everything.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, you dropped her off in your active wear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you one of those women that puts workout clothes on but doesn't go to the gym?
Yes.
It's all right.
Hey, we're all admitting it's step one,
Honey,
Shay. We all do it.
My friend wore a tennis outfit every day because she looked so cute in it and never played tennis a day in her life, but she looked so cute
tennis
in that little tennis outfit.
Yeah. So cute.
You gotta wear skirts.
Whatever you look cute in, just wear it.
Just wear it. It makes you happy.
Hey, you know, I'm going for the fake it till you make it.
That's right.
There you go. There
hey,
you go.
Amen, Shay.
One day, those workout clothes will see the gym.
There All right. Well,
that's right.
Lucky for you, Shay, you got in on 10,000 Thursday. That means we're going to put you inside the bank vault like normal.
Uh-huh.
But this time, the amount could potentially get up to $5,000.
Woohoo!
Your only job is to just yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn. That's it. And that's how much money you win. But if the door closes on you, you win nothing. And you still got to yell stop even if he does say $5,000, okay?
Got it.
She got it.
She got it.
Shay, we want you to win big. Woo-hoo. It is now time to play
Beat the Bank.
$900. $1,300. $1,700. $2,000. $2,300.
Stop.
Shay!
Oh, hey, that's what Shay great. Wants. That's what Shay gets.
That's great.
That's all right, Shay.
$2,300 for you, Shay.
You know what?
I wanted someone to win five, you
I
guys.
I felt like she was so calm going in. I thought she was going to have nerves and steel and go all the way, but something happens.
You would be the girl standing next to one of me, maybe, at the craps table, and I'm getting on a roll, and then you'd say, stop. Put it in my purse. Let's walk away.
Yeah. Which is a smart thing to do at times, you know?
Smart thing to
do. $2,300 is quite a bit of money.
Yep.
What are you going to do with it all, Shay?
Well, you know it's right before Christmas, so you know where it's going. I have two babies.
All right. Yeah, how old are your babies again?
They are 4 and 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You need that money.
What are they asking for?
Everything that comes on television. Uh-huh. I want that.
Oh, good. It's not just my kids doing that. I won't
nope,
buy that.
Not just yours.
Yeah. Bubble Guppies and all that. You watching it?
Bubble Guppies and PJ Masks.
PJ Masks.
You were talking about the other day.
So
oh, yeah.
good.
We're big PJ Masks fans.
Such a good show. Hey, Shay, just for fun, you got $2,300, but we want to see how high it goes because Big Al Mac guessed that this round would go up to $5,000.
I did.
That's what he wrote down.
Okay.
Now, he was not right last time, so don't worry
42.
About that.
I was close.
Okay, let's see. Just for fun, you already got your money.
$2,500. $2,800. $3,500. $3,600. $4,100.
Yeah.
4,800.
That's gonna go, isn't it? It's gonna go.
Yep. Here we go.
Oh! Tricky banker.
Oh.
You would figure it would go to 5,000 if it's at 4,800. But no,
that's
sir.
That's okay. I'm happy with what I have.
And we're happy you won $2,300, Shay.
We are happy.
Thank you so
Maybe
much.
Go ahead and get a gym membership.
Jeez. I have one.
Oh, Shay, you're great. Thank you so much for calling. Enjoy your money. Hold on. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Take care, baby.
Thank you. Love you guys. Right,
love you, too.
Happy holidays.
There she goes,
That's
Shay.
My first happy holidays, I think.
Well, it's fair to say it now.
Happy holidays.
I've seen Christmas lights up, so you can say it now. Shay Robinson, $2,300. We'll play Beat the Bank tomorrow. Back to normal.
We gave away $5,000 today, total, right?
So, yeah, so there's that.
That's true. That's
and we'll
true.
Play live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida for Kids Kids tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So I need you guys to help me with something.
What's that, Al?
I'm trying to decide what color Christmas tree I want to put in the bar, and I went to the Home Depot yesterday. I had no idea they have like 18 different kinds and colors of Christmas trees. Of course, they got the new ones, but they got like the fake ones. I got white and green and blue and pink.
You mean they don't have a blue real tree?
Wait, hold on. They have a green tree?
Well, why would they have a green tree?
They have a green tree.
What a chaotic color for Christmas tree.
Yeah. Y'all being smart butts.
You're
right
a smart butt.
I'm just trying to figure out if I should go white.
I mean, you do date that.
Or should I go colored?
No, Al.
Ooh, I like the green with the white that is like ombre on there. You know, the
built-in lights and stuff?
Yeah.
The flocked tree.
The flocked tree.
Yeah, but that stuff will get on everybody in the bar. Every time it rubs up on it.
I don't know, Kelly.
The flocking will come off.
You could go for the Grinch-style tree, like the kind of bare, fake one that's already pre-lit with bright colors and hang oversized ornaments on it.
Should I use... That's what I was getting at. They have great ornaments there, too, but I might just go with the beer caps. From the bar.
No. Buy the ornaments at Home Depot. Keep it classy.
Yeah.
All right.
I do like the white tree. The white trees look cool.
I'm asking on my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page, Big Al Mac, and tell me which tree you want me to get.
Why don't you start a Twitter poll?
There's a poll
already, Al.
There's a poll?
Yeah.
Oh.
Elena did it.
I just voted.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. What'd you vote for?
The white tree.
So why don't you just buy the white tree if that's what you...
I want to know what people like.
You're so weird.
I'm a man of the people.
You are weird.
I need to go because I need to get some lawn ornaments.
Some what?
Some lawn ornaments?
What's a lawn ornament?
In your yard.
Do they have stuff to put in your moat out front of the mansion?
Yes, I want floating ornaments.
Floating reindeer.
Like Noah's Ark out front.
Kelly put reindeer in her moat last year, but that didn't work out so well.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we have something cool. You know when we have Kid Nation members try to do something nice from another Kid Nation member?
Yeah.
We love doing that. Mm-hmm. And we have something like that right now. Let me get her on the phone real quick.
Okay.
This is Taylor Reed. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Now, you probably don't know why we're calling you, right?
No, I don't. I'm kind of freaking out. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, here's the thing. Taylor won Beat the Bank earlier this week.
Yeah,
and so
we don't need that money back.
Yeah, Taylor. We need the money back, Taylor.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, just, I guess, keep the check.
We're just playing.
No,
Taylor,
we don't need it back.
After you won your money, we asked you what you wanted to do with the money. You wanted to do something for your son involving Legos, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we have somebody who wants to help you out with that.
Oh, my God.
Is that
really?
Cool? All right. I want you to say hello to Colin.
Colin,
you heard Taylor on Beat the Bank, and she said she wanted to do something for her boy when she won the money, and that struck a chord with you?
It sure did. My girlfriend was listening to your radio show and heard her on the radio, and she said that her little boy wanted a giant Lego block for Christmas. And so when I heard this, it turns out that I specialize in making these giant blocks that look like Legos, and I was like, oh, my gosh, how cool would it be if this kid got a giant Lego block for Christmas?
Oh, wow.
And so what I'd like to do is donate one of these blocks to your son so you can have just this awesome, memorable, magical Christmas moment.
Oh, wow, man. That's
very nice.
Oh. So cool.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at pictures of
You're
these.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at pictures of these, Colin, and these are like man-sized Lego pieces. Like
man-sized?
Yeah, they're the same size as Colin.
Oh, like these are bigger than regular
blocks. Like
the size of a table.
Yeah, you're not going to step on them anymore, Taylor. That's the good news right there.
Right?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you very much, dude.
I want some.
Colin, what kind of things do you build?
I just love carpentry. I love Legos, and so I just have a small carpentry shop that I just build other small things that I desire to build, but I've always loved Legos, and so I decided, I'm like, well, hey, why not build some large Lego blocks and see what kind of fun I can have with them.
That is great.
Wow.
Colin.
That is so cool.
Is this your company?
Yeah, can we give you a plug, Colin, for people if they want to contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a small company I just started. It's called Big Block Furniture. I have a Wix account. The email's kind of long, but it's worth it.
Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do, Colin. We'll put it up at kidnation.com, so if people want to contact you and get humongous Legos,
and Lego tables, they can hit you up and do that. Is that cool?
Super cool.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds good to me.
I might hit you up because my son is really into Legos right now, and he would love this. Man, this is so cool. Thank you for doing this for Taylor, Colin.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm, like, in shock right now. That is so awesome.
Taylor, your son is going to flip out. Can you please take a video when he opens up his humongous Lego pieces?
Yes, I will, because he is going to freak out.
All right. Awesome. And now, Taylor, you could use that money you would have bought Legos with to buy something for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
All thanks to Colin. Hey, Taylor, enjoy your money. Congratulations on playing Beat the Bank earlier and winning. And, Colin, you're a class act, man. Thank you so much for helping another member of Kid Nation.
Thank you so much, Colin.
You're welcome.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.